listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, first-timer on Ron Siegel Radio, Beef Wellington Pendel. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate that.
Glad to have you with us. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan, or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. We scour the world high and low to see what the celebrations are of the day. Either that or we just go to that super secret website, google.com, and we find out. Now, this one here, National Internal Medicine Day.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, if you got a bad feeling, you're going to probably want internal medical care. But having beaten anorexia, I will go with the favorite of the day. It is National Chocolate Day. Yeah, I like the National Chocolate idea. You know, it's getting close to Halloween. My waist size grows every Halloween. That's a different story. Hey, let's take a look at the markets for you today. They've been going up today, but now they've taken a little bit of a turn. Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 104 points. S&P 500 up 15.28. Oil down 65 cents a barrel. Should I look at this or should I not? I don't know about this one.
What the truth? You can't handle the truth.
National average gasoline, $2.60.3. In Taxifornia, we're paying $4.06. $4.06. Ow! Yeah, think about that one. $3.66 in the oil-producing state of Hawaii. Always nice that in Taxifornia, we're paying less money than they're paying in Hawaii. Now, here's the issue. If you really need gasoline, you can go to Louisiana, $2.23.8. What is that? $2.23.8. Is that about $1.70 a gallon cheaper than Taxifornia? But hey, you know something? We found a new way, and I just found this notation just over the weekend. Because we look at and see what the tax implications are. Why are we paying so much more in gasoline here in Taxifornia than the rest of the country? And they found another way to try and mislead us. I don't want to say lie to us. Maybe I will say the state lies to us, because that's probably closer to the truth than mislead us. They're not giving us the whole story. So if you look at the taxes here in Taxifornia, 61.2 cents a gallon in taxes in Taxifornia. 61.2. They don't want you to know that the governor's added another $1.07 in fees, so it doesn't show up under the tax foundation. So $1.68 is what we're looking at in fees and taxes when you add them together. Talk about stiffing those of us here in Taxifornia. But you know something? Maybe you can go and buy a Tesla. Oh, wait, they're turning off the power, so you might not want to do that. How do you get around all these things? Now, I know what's going to happen here. It's very simple. Those of you that have boatloads of money, the solution is right there. can end up putting in your own generators at home. They do that on the East Coast in a lot of areas where they have to worry about bad weather. We don't have that. We have to worry about fires. We have to worry about just simply turning off the power. So we'll go back to the same thing. Who are these taxes affecting most? It's not the rich, right? They politicians also tax the rich. Well, I hate to tell you this. The rich people are not paying these taxes. They've moved out of Taxifornia. We're seeing that. $58 billion a year moving out of Taxifornia. So it's all going back to the working people. That's how it's going to continue. But they don't want you to know that. I mean, they're hoping that the corrupt media will continue telling you these other stories that they want you to know about. They being the Main Street media, the liberal elites, the coastal elites. That's where this is all going to. But you know, watching you say, man, I'm a patriot, right? I believe a lot of what we're seeing in the marketplace and how the needs are. We need a strong media. We need a democratic society. The problem we're seeing right now is there's no confidence in our government. It's very obvious there's no confidence in our government. When you see what happened over the weekend, everybody should be excited over the fact that the president authorized, and I just say the president did not kill al-Baghdadi, right? He authorized our military, great military, to go and do that which they do, right? It's not the president. It wasn't President Obama that killed Osama bin Laden. It's not President Trump that got al-Baghdadi. They authorized the military to go and do that, and we are ever so grateful to the military. But here's the issue. When the president of the United States says, I don't trust the Congress of the United States, so I'm not going to tell the Speaker of the House, I'm not going to tell the chairman of the Lack of Intelligence Committee what I'm getting ready to do, that's not good. Right, we need to be looking at these things and saying, you know something, how do we solve this problem? Fascinates me how we don't see that part of the news. All we hear in the news, especially being here in Calizuela, is all we want to hear about is impeach the president. For what? For doing his job for a change? For going out there and authorizing a military strike like this? For getting us to the lowest unemployment that we've seen in a long time? Now, the president puts policies in place for these things. I'm going to tell you right now, because I do watch the news. I do watch the economic forecasts. I follow way too many people. But we're going to see another recession. If no one's talking to you about that, they're just pulling the wool over your eyes. A recession is on the horizon. There is a report out today that Halloween sales are slumping. Now, does that cause a recession? No. But it does tell us that people are not spending like they were. Now, we're going to spend $8.8 billion on Halloween costumes, candy, pumpkins. But the issue is we're not spending as much as we were. We're also seeing that business hiring falls to a seven-year low, according to a survey by the National Association of Business Economics. Right? So we are seeing these things happening in the marketplace right now. And why is it that I still say that you should be bullish on housing? Well, it's very simple. It's just a math equation. I'm just a simple guy. But here's the issue. In the unemployment, 3.5%, we're going to get a new number this coming Friday of unemployment in the U.S. The bar has been set so low. The expectation is for 80,000 new jobs in a country of 330 million people. That's nothing, right? So the issue then becomes, okay, well, how does that affect the population? How does that affect the recession, Ron? How does that affect housing? Well, I'm going to tell you, right? We're at 3.5% unemployment. If we start seeing unemployment go up, and that's a sign every time that, you know, people talk about an inverted yield curve. 99% of Americans have no clue what that even means, right? An inverted yield curve. But when we see unemployment go from 3.5% to 4.5%, there's 3.3 million Americans that are going to know exactly what that means, because they're the ones that lost their jobs. 3.2. 1% up in unemployment means 3.3 million Americans lost their jobs. Now, let's continue on with that. That means that the other 327 million of us are still working. But interest rates are going to go down. Interest goes down. Those people are going to say, you know something? My interest rates went down. I can still buy a house. I can afford more house than I was affording before because interest rates dropped. Think about that. That's where the benefit, that's why I am bullish on real estate. But today we're going to chat about real estate from a different perspective. We're going to talk about it from you and your guidance, right? Who's giving you the guidance you need for real estate? Who's telling you what you should be doing, what you should not be doing? And are you getting it from these dumb commercials on TV? Now, I say dumb commercials because I told you Purple Brick was a dumb idea way before they went out of business. Oh, yeah, that's right. They did. They left the U.S. because that's a dumb idea. So we're going to talk about the real estate market, the future of real estate. We're going to talk about reasons to buy a home this fall. And what happens if you're one of that 3.3 million and you can't afford to pay your bills? We're going to talk about that as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Good morning, John, Suzanne, Cindy, Nikki, Mitchell, Larry. Glad to see you with us. Just go through a few of the names that I see there on the board right now. Glad you're with us. We're going to get into the Mortgage Minute right now, being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs. They've got the products. You've got the phone. Make the phone call. Call our friends at Gold Star, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Hey, check out that debt consolidation product. Right now is a great time because no one really wants to be moving right now. At least I can't imagine somebody wanting to be moving right now. We're getting into that time of year when people are moving because they need to be moving, not because they want to be moving. Gold Star, they've got the products and programs, and we can talk about our debt consolidation calculator. What's happening in the Mortgage Minute? Again, I've shared with you what the market was doing earlier. Didn't get into the fact that the mortgage-backed securities down 19 basis points, which means interest rates are up. The U.S. 10-year Treasury, it is up at 1.85. If you're a senior citizen, you're probably happy about that. The rest of the people that are thinking about debt consolidation, buying, selling, moving, they're not so happy. But you know something I'm going to share with you, that it really doesn't matter. If you're looking at a debt consolidation, it's your blended household interest rate that's important, not what your mortgage rate is. That doesn't really mean a whole heck of a lot. We've got a very, very quiet news day today, but it's going to get busy this week. We're going to see about a third of the S&P 500 stocks announcing their earnings this week. But here's the important thing that we're looking at is we're watching what the bond market is doing. Now, the Federal Reserve is going to announce on Wednesday that they're going to lower interest rates. Okay, that's good. But if the market sees that as being inflationary, that could be a negative for bonds. It could mean the bonds go down, interest rates go up even more. So just be careful of that one. That's why you want to keep tuning in to Ron Siegel Radio. We're going to give you all of the daily information. We're watching the markets on a regular basis. Not only do we watch the news, but we watch the technical issues of the markets. And when we look at the bonds being down 20 basis points, now I told our private clients, I was a little off. I'm going to admit to you. I said interest rates are going to take a big jump on the 1st of November. It happened a little early. Right now we're looking at the bonds, though, being at 100.78, probably go down to 100.5. So we've got another 25 basis points of bond drop, interest rates going up. We'll keep watching it for you. We'll give you the strategy. We'll talk about hunting. That's another issue that most people don't understand when it comes to these markets. But that is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Now, the question then becomes, if interest rates go up, what does the future of real estate hold? We're going to talk to Beef Wellington Pendel, the Career Compass. Good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
So what does the future of real estate hold?
Well, future of real estate is, like you said, I'm very bullish on housing as well. I think it's a great time to buy a house, great time to hold a house, great time to buy a second house. If you're a realtor, boy, it's the best and worst time to be in real estate, because if you know what you're doing, it's a gold mine and you're going to be doing a fantastic business. If you don't know what you're doing, you may be left behind, because this industry is changing, this business is changing, and what the customer wants and insists on is changing dramatically.
So what do you mean by the business is changing? We buy and sell a house.
Well, you buy and sell a house. And typically for the last 50 years, what's happened? You got to have a realtor, right?
Right.
You're buying a house, but you're selling a house, you got to have a realtor. That's no longer the case. So we've got these companies coming in. I mean, we all know Zillow and Open Door and all these iBuyers that are coming in, and these discounters that are basically doing this without the realtor model. Now, this is bad for the homeowner. This is bad for the economy. It's bad for realtors. It's bad for everybody. The only people it's good for is Zillow. And it's the same exact thing that happened in the travel industry, you know, with Expedia. In fact, the guy who invented Expedia is the same guy who invented Zillow.
So he's the same. And he's the same. Is he the same guy who put his house on the market and sold it? And the Zestimate, the Zillow estimate of the property was about 35% off. Is that the same guy?
It's not the same guy. The same company, not the same guy.
Okay.
You're talking about Spencer Raskoff, who was the previous CEO of Zillow, okay, who his house, he actually sold his house for 90 grand less than the Zestimate, which was interesting. I'm talking about Richard Barton, who is okay, actually one of the, who is actually the new CEO now that Raskoff is out. Richard Barton is the new CEO, and Richard Barton was one of the original founders of Zillow. it's all the same thing. But this is the kind of thing that's going on in the industry, is where if you're a realtor and you know what you're doing and you can bring new value to your customers, you're going to be doing fantastic, and your customers are going to insist on you. You are their lowest cost option. You are their highest.
Wait, back up, Beef.
Yeah.
Lowest cost option, using the realtors, the lowest. I keep watching all these commercials and they tell me the realtors are overpaid.
That's exactly right. And that's what these companies are telling the consumer. It's categorically false. A realtor, I want everybody to hear this, a real estate professional is your lowest cost, highest value option to buy and sell a piece of property. These companies who come in and say, hey, it's commission free, it's because they're not calling their commission a commission. They're calling their commission a service charge. For example, Opendoor has an average of 7.5% service charge.
7.5. Wow. So here in Southern California, Orange County, I looked it up. The median home price in Orange County in this area, $829,000.
Okay.
7.5 versus
5 or 6 with a realtor.
Let's just go 5 because I'm a simple guy. So okay. 7.5. So that's 2.5% difference.
That's right. It's 150% more, and you're not getting any of the services. You're not getting any of the value. And on top of that, when these companies come in and buy your house because they're an iBuyer, they actually are going to offer you 70, 80, maybe 90 cents on the dollar. So not only are you selling your house for a massive discount versus what you could get, but you're paying a service charge on top of it. So it's just it's absolutely the worst thing for homeowners, home buyers, and home sellers.
So people have to really think about this concept. And I know a lot of folks just don't, they miss the focus, right? So Zillow is a publicly traded company.
Right.
The purpose of Zillow is not to save me money. The purpose of Zillow is to make money.
The purpose of Zillow is to make money for Zillow shareholders.
Real Zillow shareholders.
Richard Barton came out and said, we'll do whatever is necessary to benefit Zillow shareholders, not the industry, not realtors, not the consumer, not the homeowners, nothing like that. You say, you know, the purpose for Zillow. Well, Zillow used to be an information company, a media company, you know, pricing homes, giving valuations, but now it's not. Now it has become a company that's actually in the real estate industry, buying and selling houses, and they're buying and selling houses at massive discounts, and that costs the consumer money, that costs the homeowner money.
So I'm going to take this from a standpoint that probably very few people ever talk about. So Zillow's idea is to make money for their shareholders, right?
Entirely. Their number one thing.
And so they should be good at it, right? And if they're going to teach me, if they're going to show me how to be, to make money on my real estate, my largest purchase, I really want to go to somebody who's good at it, right? That realtors for years have driven around in Mercedes-Benz because they want the consumer, whether it's true or not, they want the consumer to believe they're successful.
Yeah, and right? Some are and some aren't.
Some are and some aren't, right? But when you have a publicly traded company, we can actually see if the benchmark says that we're a successful company, right?
Exactly. You can look them up.
I did.
Exactly.
July 22nd, 2011, Zillow's stock price, $34.94.
Okay.
On October 28th.
Today. Yep.
Zillow's stock price is $34.94. So they've gone up 70 cents in 8 years, right? They want to teach me how to make money.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something a little off there because they don't know how to make money for themselves or their shareholders. Yet they want to tell us that, you know, this is the way to go. Something's odd.
Well, they're interested in making money for them.
Right.
That's it. Not for the realtor, not for the homeowner, not for anybody else. And their entrance into several counties in the state of California, and I like your terminology, Taxifornia, that's exactly what this is. And, you know, we're driving companies straight into Texas because they had, you know, all the tax benefits there. Anyway, Zillow is now in California as an iBuyer.
So explain what an iBuyer is.
Okay. An iBuyer is a company that has at least $100 million in what's called venture capital, VC, coming out of Wall Street. And they position themselves to buy a house directly from the consumer, or from the homeowner and sell it directly to the home buyer with no realtors on either side. Now, the problem with this, it sounds great. And when you see commercials, like they have this 15-second spot that says when Zillow buys your house, you know, you can choose your closing date and you don't have to make any repairs. And you see, it shows a guy clicking his cell phone saying, I want this much money for my house. Well, the problem with that is...
Hold that. Mm-hmm. Radio, we call it a tease.
A tease.
Right.
Okay.
The problem with that is you're going to have to come back and listen to us.
There's a big problem with that.
There's a big problem with the iBuyer and that commercial. And Beef's going to tell us what that is. When we come back, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Reasons to buy a home this fall. And what do you do if you can't afford your bills? Do you just put your head in the sand? Is that the right solution? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio on Twitter. @RonSiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, RonSiegel1. Ron Siegel, the numeral one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217033.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Before we get into the real-time real estate segment, I will tell you, you're seeing on the screen, if you're watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv, you'll notice we've got the promotion still for Anaheim Confidential. Yes, it is a fundraiser for Cops for Kids. You've got the promo code for Ron Siegel Radio. Just put in there a promo code RON1700. It's going to be a great event, November 8th at the River in Anaheim. Yes, it's a building, not a water park. We can go over there and watch the Anaheim Police Department present this double homicide and manhunt. True story. It's exactly what the police department did. Dinner and drinks, 5 to 7. I eat a lot, so I'll be there early. Presentation starts 7 to 9 p.m. You can make your donations there. You can make them online. You can make them wherever you choose. But help it out. It's a lot of kids help. That is the Anaheim Confidential, the real-time real estate segment today. Brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already found that dream home, text SLT Home Digest to 79564. You'll find out exactly what the county recorder knows about your property. You'll find out exactly what the market knows about your property. And we'll send you an email once a month so you know all that information and it's updated. Four reasons to buy a home this fall. Well, I told you earlier why prices are going to continue to rise. CoreLogic's latest Home Price Insights report shows that home prices have appreciated by 3.6% over the last 12 months. I can share with you that's a national number. That's the Orange County number. Here's a number. I love quoting this all the time because I hear people say real estate is going up. Some others will say real estate is going down. And I like to look at what is the 60-year average. That's a pretty good time frame. You look and say, okay, over the last 60 years, real estate in Orange County up 6.3%. Over the last 10 years, up 4%. Over the last 5 years, up 4.11%. These are all some really good numbers for you to be aware of. So that is part of the data right there that we're going to share with you. We're going to also look at mortgage interest rates projected to increase over the last year. Now, I can tell you that they're up, 3 weeks in a row, according to Freddie Mac, 3.75 was the number this last Thursday. And that compares to 4.86 a year ago, same time. You're going to pay somebody's mortgage. You're either paying your mortgage or your landlord's mortgage. So why not pay your own? If you want to pay somebody else's, please call me, 800-306-1990. I'll give you a mortgage coupon. You can pay my mortgage. Be happy if that's what you really want to do. And hey, the bottom line is it's time to move on with your life. If there was not a financial issue, would you be moving? Would you not be moving? Would you even be buying a second home? Maybe you're going to buy a retirement home. Maybe you're getting that bigger home, right size, all of that. So it is a good time to be buying real estate right now. That's the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. We are continuing our conversation this morning. Beef Wellington Pendel is with us, the Career Compass is the name of his company. We're chatting this morning about the future of real estate, and we started talking about these iBuyer programs. And before I abruptly cut Beef off, he was going to tell us the problem with these iBuyer programs. So what is that problem, Beef?
Well, the problem is for the homeowner because they sound like great things to do if you want to sell your home. It's like, well, I want to sell my home. Do I really want to go through a realtor? Let me tell you why exactly you want to go through a realtor. If you go with one of these iBuyers, meaning Zillow, Opendoor, or any of these other iBuyers, you are going to take an absolute bath when it comes to your equity. Let me make it very simple for you. Let's say you had something that's worth $100, just to make the numbers easy for you.
I like it because I'm a simple guy.
Me too. So you got something that's worth $100.
Okay. Right?
And you want to sell it through an iBuyer. Well, the first thing they're going to do is they're not going to give you $100 for it. They're going to give you some percentage of that, even down to 70% of that $100.
But because they're in the business of making money.
Right.
So not for me making money, for them making money.
Right. So basically what's going to happen is Zillow or Opendoor are going to come in and say, okay, for your $100 item, okay, meaning your house in this case, we'll give you $85. You're okay. Like, well, okay, that's lower than I want, but gosh, you know, there's no rigmarole and I don't have to have open house.
I was going
to
negotiate anyway.
Like, yeah. Okay. So $85. But then what many people don't know is they take their service charge off of that.
Okay.
So if they're charged, if it's a 7.5% service charge and they say, okay, we'll give you, you know, $85 for this $100 item, then they take 7.5% off of that. So now you're looking at maybe what, $77, $78 on $100. Yeah, there's no hassle to it. You can choose your closing date, et cetera, and not make any repairs. But look how much of your equity you just lost.
Sure. And I was told that they can go from anywhere from, you might correct me because you probably know more than me, they can go from 7.1% to 14% on the service charge.
Well, it depends on the company. Okay. Open Door drifts somewhere between 6 and 9. Okay. Zillow goes anywhere between 6 and 12. And there's other companies that charge, you know, even upwards of that. So with a cooling off market like we have right now, they're going to be making you low ball offers. And then they're going to take their service charge off of that. Versus if you went with a realtor, you're going to get market value. And if you're with a realtor who knows what they're doing, they're actually able to list a home to actually push the price up. And that's the difference between a good realtor and a bad realtor. And that's one of the things that we teach at the Career Compass is we teach realtors how to list homes to get not just top dollar, but sometimes in excess of top dollar.
So I want to get back to that because what we want to really look at is maybe we need to find out how I can find a Career Compass realtor. But we'll talk about that when we come back in the last segment. But talk to me a little bit because I also heard that there is another fee that these programs will use. And it has something to do, and I don't know the terminology that they use, but if we're doing a traditional contract, which we don't need, I think you'll agree with me, you and I didn't talk about it, but I really don't need a realtor to find property, right? The properties are, I can go to Google, I can go to Ron's website, and my website has all kinds of properties. Zillow has them, realtor.com. We can go a lot of different places to get data, right? What I really need the realtor for is from what I call contract to close.
Right,
to get me into the contract, because that's a big contract, mm-hmm. and I don't understand all the legalese, but hopefully my realtor does.
It has to be done correctly.
It has to be done correctly, disclosures, mm-hmm. the whole bit, all the way to get into the closing table, which one of the issues that happens in there is potentially a request for repairs.
It's almost every time it's going to happen. Very few houses, even new houses, don't have something. So when the house is going through an escrow or being sold, there's going to be some request for repairs.